You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Good times are rolling over at the University of Memphis for the football program. Big weekend for them. Maybe we can't ask them about it directly, but we can certainly discuss the momentum that his program has certainly experienced right now. He is Ryan Silverfield, head coach, Memphis football, as they get ready for a huge season, taking the time to join us now. Coach Silverfield, how you doing, man? Thanks for the time.
Man, always great to be on you guys' show. It's a pleasure, an honor. Good to hear y'all's voices, and all is well in Tigerland. Plugging away, one day at a time.
It does feel like the news has just, like, everything's just coming up aces for you. Whether it's, you know, keeping Seth Hennigan and Rock Taylor and, you know, some other pieces, or whether it's, you know, stadium renovations that are underway, whether it's, you know, the NIL commitments from corporate sponsors. I mean, does it just feel like, you know, you're just walking down, you know, New York City, man, and you're, you know, just loving life right now? Is that how it feels to you?
Look, very, very fortunate with so many positive and great things going on within our football program and our university. So, you know, it's the hard work of so many, right? And just appreciative. You know, it ended, I think there's a lot of momentum, right, with the way last season ended, just, you know, with a huge bowl win and 10-win season. And then, you know, again, appreciate the players that decided to stay loyal and committed to this place, the hard work of the administration, and like you said, the FedEx and everything going on with the stadium, and so many people pulling in the right direction to want to see this program have success. So I'm so grateful, and it's a tremendous team of staff that have done it the right way, and look, it is great, and we'll call it a huge amount of momentum and excitement. Those are all things you want, but going hard to work every single day, right, putting our head down, seeing what we can do today to be better for tomorrow, and that's our approach, and our guys on the team are taking it, and then everybody involved within our program there as well.
You know, and I know, Coach, we got to be careful and can't speak directly to what, you know, the gentleman that committed on Saturday, but obviously, and I thought John used a good word, the news that comes Saturday, huge for the program and maybe symbolic, and that's the way I'll frame the question, just in terms of now the kinds of, you know, living rooms of the kinds of kids that you're able to go after now, it feels like it's a different place maybe than it's ever been. When you can go win battles like these, and we know everything that's lined up for you in terms of what FedEx is doing and everything else, but how much different is it, Coach? And does it feel like right now, you know, maybe in a way that this program's never done, you can reach out maybe into some of those homes that you've never been in before, or certainly, you know, at a finish line like this where you can land these guys? It just feels like a different position that the program's ever been in.
Yeah, Jason, it does feel different, right? Again, I always want to give credit to those people that helped build this thing, right, in all the years, and then obviously the success that Fuente built and Norvell built, and I'm just fortunate to be part of this thing. But you're right. I mean, it is different, and I think because of so many positive things that are going on more so recently, it's allowed us to open up our footprint. I think recruiting has turned into a national stage more so now than ever, yeah, right, with the portal with everything with NIL, everything that's going on. But I think what's happened is, you know, by what's going on, by being able to put Memphis on the map of the years, people recognize and understand, hey, that's a heck of a brand of football, right? And what they're doing in the community and all the things that are occurring. Now, you do pique interest, not only in the portal, right? And you get your current players to say, I want to be a part of that. I want to stay there. You develop those relationships with these high school kids that say, man, why not? You know, they seem to have everything that we could possibly want, right? The ability with it being a 12-team playoff, the ability to compete, right? The new stadium, all the things that we just talked about, those make it attractive. And so we're able to have some conversations with young men that maybe a couple years ago we couldn't. And frankly, and I understood that, you know, it's no different. Now, hey, the ability to win, you know, compete and sort of playoff, the ability to do things on a national stage, those are things that are so attractive to a 16, 17-year-old, plus the guys are decide to stay. And so it's been a lot of fun, and we're going to keep swinging away at this thing.
In the edit, which I know you weren't obviously in charge of, but there was, you know, in the commitment edit, at Antoine's feet were a bunch of FedEx boxes, which is just, hey, maybe he used FedEx in the past, but it certainly he will now. And so I would ask you just that in particular and being able to have that commitment from them, how transformative, and I don't know, again, I know it's all sports, not just football, but their involvement truly to us feels like it changed everything about maybe what was possible for Memphis, as you guys were just talking about. Can you just speak to just the overnight, maybe there hasn't been, but if there has been, the overnight change by getting that corporate commitment from a partner like FedEx?
No, it's been absolutely monumental. I mean, it's so, look, what FedEx has meant to the city of Memphis, to the country, to the world, obviously speaks in its own right, but what they've been able to do for our university and our athletic department has been monumental. I mean, truly, I'm at a loss for words every time I talk about it because, you know, astronomical. What's whatever cool adjective or adverb we want to throw out there about what it's done for us. And the Smith family and their belief and their pledge to us is just, we're so grateful. And it's humbling. It's honoring. But, yes, it certainly has changed the way things can occur, and we're grateful. You know, I make no bones about it. Prior, even to last season, right, we were very, very far from where we needed to be from a standpoint of right name, image, and likeness and be able to support our current student-athletes. We were very, very far behind most of the teams, even our own conference. But this allows you to go compete at a national level and do things at Look, you'll see me decked out in FedEx gear. I'll look like one of those NASCAR drivers, you know, with all the patches all over and ready to rock and roll in Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium.
We're talking to Ryan Silverfield, Memphis football coach, here on the show. Obviously, huge weekend for Memphis football as they land the highest-rated quarterback prospect in the history of the program. Is it something now, Ryan, where you feel like, because you sort of see this, you know, for example, you know, the best college football programs, the best college basketball programs, where if they really and you know because you live it, how competitive these recruiting battles are, whether it's for a guy that's coming out of high school, whether it's a guy that's in the portal, is it a situation now where you feel like maybe for the first time where if you have to go back and you have to say, hey, we really, really, really need this kid, that you have maybe some support there where it might not have existed prior?
So, you know, obviously I'll handle this with kid gloves and being delicate on the talk of NIL and how that works. But those decisions aren't made by me on how that's distributed and how that works. I will say this, we are not hot and heavy with the involvement and what that looks like, especially with, you know, high school student athletes. So I still believe, and maybe people don't want to hear this, and I'm not sitting here being naive and saying that the opportunities that FedEx has afforded us as a program have made a difference, right? I'm certainly not saying that. But the relationships that our staff's been able to build with some of these guys has been part of it. But we're able to get more recruiting conversations, let's say that, you know. And it's fun having those battles with some bigger name programs for guys. And, you know, look, we've battled for guys with zero stars as well. And that's what's been fun. I mean, I go back and think about the history of our program. You know, I always said we did a poor job recruiting since none of us offered Anthony Miller a scholarship, right? Since none of us offered Alan Cross a scholarship, right? You know, Calvin Austin, man, we missed out. We weren't very good recruiters. Dylan Parham, right? Some of these guys that have gone on and had success. So, look, but that's the way nature of recruiting has always been that way. You're going to battle somebody. I don't know if you're battling with, you know, Notre Dame or if you're battling with Rhodes College, but you're always battling with somebody for somebody, especially if they have a pulse. So, but we're certainly involved in a lot more conversations.
You know, last year you had talked about, especially in the preseason, part of your job was restoring that explosiveness to the offense. And you end up with an offense, obviously, you know better than anybody. I mean, it's top 10 in the country. Those SP Plus rankings, efficiency, everything else. It was fantastic, and you solved that. And at times it felt like, Coach, there was so much pressure, maybe a lot of the time, felt like there was so much pressure on Seth and that offense to constantly score because that defense, whether it's, you know, a couple stops here, a couple stops there, maybe we were even talking about a different season, and we know defensively, we know the story. It was not good enough. So I'm curious about, in terms of what you see as the next step to accomplish all these goals, and John and I have been through them in terms of winning the AAC, maybe making that appearance in the college football playoff, what kind of step up? And we know you got a Jordan Hankins has taken over full-time as that DC and did such a great job against Iowa State. What kind of step up are you expecting to see on that defensive side?
Yeah, absolutely. First off, it starts with me. I've got to be better. I've not done a good enough job in my tenure here as the head coach to put us in positions to have success. So I 100% put the lack of success in any part of our program. It starts with me. I've got to be better. But defensively, we were not good enough last year. Let's make no bones about it. So the defense has to step up. We've got to be more consistent. And I know that sounds like coach speak, but I'm not one of those guys that says we're going to go out there and get 60 sacks. Or we're going to go out there and sure. get 25 interceptions, and we're going to fresh. I mean, every deep, right? Doesn't every defensive guy say we're going to affect the quarterback and change the game? Yeah, that's no kidding. That's what everybody says. We just got to go out there and be able to play sound football and defense, right? And can't give up the explosive plays. And with that will come some turnovers and takeaways and quarterback hurries. But I've got high expectations. We've got a talented group of defensive players. They're excited. What I think they appreciate is if I'm a defensive player playing at the University of Memphis, I get tired of hearing, oh, the offense is so great and this and that. I love Seth, but I'd say, hey, man, I'm tired of hearing about Seth Hennigan. Let's talk about the Greg Rubens of the world. Let's talk about some of us others. Let's go make some plays. And guess what? As a head football coach, I don't care what it looks like. If we win a game 2-0 or if we win a game, you know, in a shootout, obviously you just want to play fundamentally sound. And I think we're going to see a huge step up coming from our defense, the expectations. They know they got to be better. And they're working diligently every day to go out there and prove everybody that what we're capable of doing.
Well, you talk about a stud on that side that you pulled out of the transfer portal, came from East Tennessee State, and Chandler Martin, who I've seen on Phil Steele's got him All-American, I think fourth team, and everybody's expecting to be All-AAC again this year. I'm curious, Coach, you know, with guys like Mario Anderson that you brought over from South Carolina, Elijah Herring, who we're all excited about coming from the Vols, leading tackler last year, you expect, right, a certain impact level bringing guys from the SEC. But for a guy like Chandler Martin, I'm just curious if you can tell us more about him in terms of what you spotted, right, because this is a level up. Guy comes in, makes 94 tackles for you, a huge leader for you, and clearly was a guy that, yes, he can play at this level and dominate at this level. When we're talking about those kinds of transfer portal guys, what are you looking for particularly, and where do you find, you know, in terms of that kind of formula, how do you know when they're going to pan out that way?
Yeah, that's a great question because, right, what makes the headlines what's sexy is everybody says, ooh, they got this guy from the SEC.
Exactly.
Ooh, this guy, you know. But guess what? When we got Chandler Martin from East Tennessee State, I don't know if anybody even, yeah, maybe a blip on the radar, right? Like, oh, cool. There they go. That's not very. And now, right, Chandler Martin obviously is the face of our defense, a stud, right? I mean, he does it all. A tremendous leader, fantastic football player. And I think you get to see it because when you put on tape, it doesn't matter if you're playing D3 or Division I, you get a chance to see who can truly play football. And you put on Chandler's tape from the FCS level, and you're like, man, this guy can play anywhere in the country. And we were thrilled to get him. And then you put on film, and if a guy can play in the SEC, well, you certainly hope they can play here for the most part, Memphis. But where you can get yourself in trouble is saying, hey, man, this guy was a big-time player at high school. He went to this school. It's not working out. Well, if they can't play at Notre Dame, then they're probably, hopefully they struggle to play at Memphis, right? So, like, you want to go find guys that can play ball everywhere. And I think that's why you've seen us get these NAIA kids, these D2 kids. People say, where the heck? But you got to explore all options. And Chandler is one of those guys that, look, we're thrilled he's here. And even this past offseason, right, teams were trying to get him to leave us. And you know what? The young man said, you guys took a chance on me at Memphis from East Tennessee when no one else did, and it's worked out for him. And we expect him to have another tremendous season for us.
You know, it's interesting. We talk a lot about the transfer portal, and, you know, you don't lose, really, anybody, especially your core contributors. You've kept everybody around, whether it's Seth, whether it's Rock, go down the list, Plankumsee. But it also feels like, just off the top of my head, the guys that have transferred from Memphis, I can't really, you know, with the exception of maybe one or two, they just really haven't made much of an impact. So I don't know if that means, like, they just, you know, it's just they're getting bad advice and they should have just stayed at Memphis the whole time where it was better for them. But it also speaks to, you know, the program that you have. When you sort of assess that, you know, your success with maintaining your best players and retaining them in this era, what are the most important components to doing that? Because not every program can do that.
John, I love you for that. In fact, I'm going to hire you to come speak to our team when the transfer portal opens.
Yeah, like show me the big success story of a guy that has transferred under you.
Here's John Martin talking about why you shouldn't transfer from to speak to the team. Look, I think part of it is we've got a lot of the resources here, and we've had guys that have left for a variety of reasons, right? We've had guys that have left because, frankly, someone's going to pay them more money, and they'll be very blunt and say, Coach, I'm leaving because the school's going to pay me more money. We've had guys that leave because they said they feel like they can have a better opportunity to play somewhere else, right? Hey, I'm going to go down a level so I can go play. And we've had guys that have left because, well, I've always wanted to play in this conference, and I think it's bigger and brighter lights for me. But we try to educate them. I'm always trying to be as transparent with our guys as can be. If it makes sense for a young man to go explore another option and do things, sure, right? Like, I truly, in my heart of hearts, I want the best for these guys. But we've also had guys that have left and said, hey, you know, I played 500 snaps at Memphis, but school X is going to pay me this, and they're promising me this, and they're going to promise me that, and I'm going to be a first or second round draft pick, and then they leave. And they're calling their buddy saying, I made a terrible mistake. I'm riding the bench. It's not what I thought it would be. And then lastly, people probably leave because maybe they don't like me. So there's a variety of reasons why. But now I think what's happened is a lot of our players have been here, sat there and said, you know what? And we've got a great thing going. They enjoy the environment. They love the community. They appreciate the support. And it's checking a lot of boxes for them to stay, right? And I always tell them, guys, like, man, it's a special, special place, and we're very, very fortunate that so many of our young men have seen others go and not maybe have success, and others have left and had success, but the majority of the guys that have stayed have said, you know, it works out for them when it's all said and done.
You know, Coach, something we keep repeating and saying over and over, it's John, it's me, we keep saying, well, they, you know, they should be the best team in the AAC. They should be the team that wins the AAC, at least the favorite, the preseason favorite. Are you saying the same thing?
Look, we haven't proven a damn thing, you know, Jason. I appreciate the fact that people think that we're going to do well this year. There's a lot of excitement, right? That expectation, what everybody thinks we should be, that's great. That doesn't mean it doesn't replace work in the weight room, doesn't replace work on the football field. The hours of study it takes from all of us. And so we have not proven anything since I've been here, and I've got to do a better job, like I said. And I want our guys to be hungry. Do we have talent? Absolutely. You know, we've got talented roster and a great deal of players that are excited. But we got to go out there and compete. We've had our challenges, right, week in and week out, and every year is its own merit, and every game, you know, stands on its own. I mean, we got to come out and, you know, we got to be our best versus North Alabama. And, oh, by the way, Troy won, you know, back-to-back conference titles. You know, we can't forget about them. And then Florida State has a bye week before playing us. Navy has a bye week, you know, prior to playing us. I mean, we're going to have our challenges. You know, on paper, people say, you know, some of your hardest games are on the road. But I'm telling you, and I mean this wholeheartedly, we are going to focus one day at a time, one game at a time, and come, you know, we'll look up at the end of the season and see where we are. But our guys are going to come out, you know, and continue to push and work, and we'll see what happens.
Definitely the smart approach. I would ask you, obviously we know there's access to the playoff, real access to the playoff, in a way that there used to not be. So I'm not asking you to right now predict that you will be there. I will ask you this way, though. Do you believe that the American champion should be in that spot next year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I know what this conference is capable of. There's so many great teams. I mean, you look at, you know, just over the years, right, what some of these guys have been capable of doing, right, with UTSA, the two lanes. You know, I mean, look what SMU was even able to do last year, as they, you know, last couple of years, as they built up their roster. I mean, you just look at some of these teams. I mean, South Florida's much improved, and what they did in the bowl game to Syracuse. I mean, so you look at the teams in this conference, there's no doubt, right? I'm not going to use the Mike Oresco, P5, you know, term, but the P6. Yeah, I've got that helmet sitting around my office somewhere. But I think our conference is certainly has proven year in, year out that it teams to be competitive. I think you looked at what we were able to do in the bowl game versus an Iowa State team. I think that whoever wins this conference certainly should have the opportunity to get that playoff spot.
I'm glad that you are playing Florida State. And honestly, you know, I'm not going to send this to Mike, but this is the year to do it after everything they lost this year. But damn, don't you wish that, you know, this year you had Boise as opposed to last year? Because this is the year where if you beat Boise the way you beat Boise this past season, it actually might help that case. Because obviously they would, in theory, be one of the best teams, you know, in the group of five. You know what I'm saying? Like, can you make a call? Is it too late to adjust the schedule this year?
One, Boise is going to be very, very talented again. I mean, the fans that showed up at that game saw, wait, this is a real deal team. There's a reason why they've had
that's a great game, by the way. Like, just for college football, that's an awesome game. Yeah. It was a great I was there in person as a fan. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah, I did until, yeah, I enjoyed it.
You did not enjoy every minute of it.
No, I'm not. I think at the final whistle, and then even then, I still took a couple years off my life, like a lot of the games do. But no, look, Boise, obviously, it's going to be tremendous. But say that Florida State lost a lot. I mean, look, he loaded that roster back up.
He did.
And he went and got one of the most talented quarterbacks in college football. Yeah. He's got almost an unlimited NIL budget and what he can do. Mike's obviously coach of the year. I mean, look, as much praise as I can give Coach Norvell and his what he's doing at FSU, I will, because they're going to be a top 10 team in the country. They're going to be coming off a bye week. You know, they got the extra time to prepare. We're going to have a home challenge versus Troy in the early game and have to go down to Tallahassee, and it's going to be a raucous environment. So they're going to give us everything they got. I'm excited. You know, I'm grateful. I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for Mike and everything that he did while he was here. I'm grateful for that, but man, when that horn blows, we'll be getting after it. We're close friends now, but excited for it. I think a lot of anticipation for that game. But look, first and foremost, look, we got to handle our business at home first.
I want to ask you this: have you agreed or gotten compensation for your name, image, and likeness with the new college football game that's coming out next month? I know all your players are excited. Have you gotten that handled?
You know, I mean, right, I don't think anybody, John, they've actually asked me to pay $50 to appear. They're like, no one wants to see, you know, your butt on a video game. So how about you pay us and we'll consider putting you in 8-bit, you know, the people listening wouldn't even know what 8-bit is anymore, I guess.
You're showing your age here.
Yeah, the old Atari, but no one has reached out, and you know, I'm still waiting for some of these corporate sponsors that, yeah, well, however they want to use me, right? They need a hand model or whatever I can do. I'm ready to rock and roll.
I like it. He's not satisfied with one. He wants them all. I absolutely love it. Hey, Coach, great stuff as always.
Thank
congrats
you,
on the summer, man, and we look forward to seeing you on the sidelines here soon. Thanks.
Man, always a pleasure to be on y'all's show. Great to have it. You guys enjoying y'all as always, and appreciate the support, and go Tigers.
You got it. He is Ryan Silverfield, Memphis football coach.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.